We're live.
Can we technically say that we're on the air since it's not actually the air?
Well,
There's some air involved.
Yeah, there's some air involved.
Well, maybe on your end.
Are you not wireless?
Me?
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, there's a lot of wires. I don't know. I'm looking around. There's a lot of wires here.
You're using Skype on your iPhone, right?
Yes.
And it's not plugged. You're using the cell. You're using the Wi-Fi, right? Which is a radio, which is on.
Okay, good enough. We're on the air.
And there's got to be some satellites. There's got to be some satellites.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame to have all those satellites up there and not be using at least one of them.
Oh, Alan, tell your satellite story today.
I have a satellite story?
Yes, you were all excited about it earlier.
Was I?
The phone satellite thing.
Oh! Somebody launched.
Thanks, Frida.
They launched a satellite that had a cell phone. There's a cell phone in orbit right now. It's a Google Nexus cell phone running Android that they packaged up with a couple of little cellular little antennas and solar cells.
Are you salty about the fact that the first phone in space is an Android?
Well, you know, the first man in space was a Russian, so, you know.
And then it only got better from there.
First doesn't really matter.
Okay. Is this the first cell phone in space? I find it amazing that some of the ISS guys haven't brought up their cell phone.
No, they don't. And not only that, it's actually not like in a capsule or anything. It's like its own little satellite. It's like 6 inches by 12 inches.
It's actually orbiting all by itself.
Yes.
So that means that someone's gonna have to scrape it off one of the solar panels of the ISS.
Now they're gonna get it down by telling people it's an Obama phone and it's free.
It's not like the first man in space because Yuri came back. It's more like the first dog in space.
Yeah, like whatever his name was. Anyway, yeah,
her. It was a bitch.
Yeah,
bitches in space. Because bitches be crazy.
Didn't North Korea or somebody just launch a monkey into space? Iran.
Iran did.
One of those fucked up countries.
Yes,
they launched
a monkey into space.
Yeah,
and that poor monkey just looked terrified.
And Tam suggested that to prove that their space program is entirely peaceful. And Tam mentioned that they were going to launch multiple monkeys next time that were all going to go down to separate landing pads. Merv monkey.
Anything they say.
Merv monkey.
We'll see. Not that it matters. I mean, come on. Monkeys in space was like so, you know, like 60 years ago, right?
Well, to be fair, they are. It is Iran.
Yeah.
It is a Stone Age culture.
Yeah.
They do still knock rock walls down on top of homosexuals to cure them.
Well, I guess it works, right?
It does. It does. Those guys do stop loving dick.
Well, you know, wasn't Iran the one? Was it Iran? Yeah. Wasn't Iran the one that put the plastic modeled airplane on display and said, look at a great new stealth fighter?
Yes. Oh, gosh. And it was like all spangled.
Yeah.
Like it was like gold with like bedazzled or something. You know,
they neglected to put a gas cap on it.
And every aeronautical engineer that looked at it was like, you got to be kidding me.
I love the pilot sitting in it with his fucking knees tucked to his chin.
It made a nice contrast with the whole backdrop of burkas, you know, the black burkas they have to wear. Iran.
Yeah, and then you've got China that took their first, you know, has their first, you know, announced their first, our first aircraft carrier, which they didn't build themselves. You know, they took a Russian, they took one from Russia that Russia was going to scrap and said, oh, yeah. We're going to make a...
Did they bedazzle that, too?
They said, we're going to make a casino out of it. or a floating hotel or some shit like that. And they were like, oh, psych! It's an aircraft carrier.
Oh. Gambling is illegal in Islam, I think.
No, this was
China. Is no one paying attention? Oh, China. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
China.
Who cares?
Also China.
That floating Russian ship. Yeah. You could have all kinds of fun with that.
This is like the intro of countries that are on my list.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about aircraft carriers, oh, let me play the intro music first.
Yeah, do that.
Then we can get started on topics.
All right, everyone, take your bets if the intro music will work.
Oh, please. Ha! There it is.
Pay up, bitches.
And it's Thursday, February 28th, 2013. Time for the Squirrel Report. Get your nuts on, y'all.
Don't have much choice, y'all.
I got my nuts off. Does that count?
No.
I have no nuts. Nutless. That does not mean I don't have balls, though.
So I saw this thing on and I guess a lot of other people saw it too on NFO's blog, which was the you know, aircraft carriers all stacked up, and I bet we all had the same thought at first, was like, Jesus, here we are again stacking our big ships up right next to each other waiting for somebody to bomb the shit out of them. Or is it just
me? Is this due to the sequester? Like, what is going on?
No, this is just because the military's fucked up now.
Oh, military's fucked up now. Democrats in charge. Oh, what a shock.
Yeah.
Alan, weren't you in the Navy?
No.
Wow.
Oh, ow.
What's your paycheck say?
Nothing's wrong with the Navy. There's nothing wrong with the Navy.
What'd your paycheck say on them, Alan?
It says Department of Treasury.
Oh, did it say Treasury and not Department of Navy?
No. Anyway.
Marines are naval ordnance.
Marines, the Navy exists to drive the Marines around. And so anyway, here's this picture, and I put a link in chat. And it's like... Well, okay, granted, one of the carriers is being decommissioned. It's the Enterprise, which is docked there as well, waiting on its reactor to be removed and all that fun stuff. But you
waiting
got,
on its five-year mission?
You got like one, two, three, you got like five giant carriers and a couple of little bitty helicopter carriers and a whole bunch. They're just, you know, it's like, what were they thinking?
Well, I think the Wasp is over there too. That's an amphibious assault craft, which, by the way, is like the king of badass because it shoots hovercrafts out of its ass. I want one of those so fucking bad. I want a boat that shoots hovercrafts out of its ass and launches Harriers.
Harriers, 1990s call. They want their plane back.
And it comes chocker block full of Marines.
Well, according to NFO, there's three amphibious ships there: the Bataan, the Wasp, and the Kearsarge. So, anyway,
if they're looking to get rid of that Wasp, I'll take it off their hands.
You know, how many people have seen the old pictures of the Battleship Row in Pearl Harbor, where the battleships were all lined up next to each other, boom, 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 boom. You know, jeez.
What do you mean, on the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, the thing is, if anybody had attacked them, I'm sure Barack Obama would have given them a stern bowing to.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he would have invaded them because he's not a Republican, and therefore, you know, His wars are kind, just, and holy wars.
Well, I don't know if he'd have invaded them, but he certainly would have lobbed a few missiles and some drones over at them.
He wouldn't use drones because we're talking about foreign nationals.
Oh, my.
Besides, he doesn't invade anybody that is a threat to the U.S. He invades countries that are fucking it up on their own, like Libya.
Yeah.
I know. Let's go send a whole bunch of advisors into Libya and North Africa. We'll commit more U.S. troops while we slash their budget.
To be fair, we have been doing a whole lot of stuff in Pakistan, and I'm gonna say they can be a bit dodgy.
Ah, little packies.
You said it. I was just thinking it.
Can't be mad at anybody whose name rhymes with a liquor store in Mass.
That call-in number, 214-530-0036, if you want to...
Well, do we have a question, or do we just have topics?
We just have topics.
We just have topics.
Well, why don't we run down the topics? Let's, okay. Let's let everybody know what the topics are, and invite them to call in if they have something to add. I think that's good, since we don't have a call-in question.
Okay, I'll run it down. Our the first one is the carriers all in a row waiting to get blown up. And the corollary of that, which is the Woodward Madness quote, which apparently has gobsmacked the Democrats. That you have the discovery that, oh my God, a lot of these gun control, these pro gun control tweets and emails are all from AstroTurf accounts.
Yeah, that should surprise no one, by the way.
Right. And then one of our own bloggers, Third Power, has been named as a dangerous insurrectionist by name in a Senate committee hearing.
That's, you know what? He's hit the big time. Seriously.
I know.
Because I've met him, and yep. He's a lovely man. Lovely. And just wonderful and pleasant and enthusiastic and passionate about the Second Amendment, but really not anyone I would ever say dangerous insurrectionist. It's charming that, who was it?
Josh Horowitz.
Josh Horowitz. Oh, bless his heart. You know, I have never met Josh Horowitz, but if he's afraid of the man who blogs at Third Power, then what? Oh, honey. Get your,
Brita, if you were panties. If you were really? To ever meet Josh Horowitz, you would need to get down on one knee to shake his hand. he's actually smaller than you, Brita. He is a
no.
He's wicked
Larry,
small.
Larry Weeks routinely beats him in basketball.
No. Well, I would probably terrify him then. I would just be like the queen of dangerous insurrectionists.
That's right. Before he started cashing Joyce checks for lobbying, he had a fantastic job in Hollywood playing Ewoks.
Oh, baby.
Well, you know, I was out last night, and we were kind of like at, you know, a bar restaurant place and getting pig wings, but they had some of that Senate hearing stuff on CNN. You know, everywhere you go, CNN's playing because apparently CNN is the news. And I saw Dianne Feinstein, like, dabbing away tears. And I thought, oh, we're fucked. Dianne Feinstein dabbing away tears on CNN. We're done.
I actually just saw some Senate footage of... It was one of the ER doctors in Connecticut, and he pretty much was openly saying he doesn't understand anything about ballistics, but then started talking about how assault bullets. He was actually using assault bullets.
Assault bullets. Oh.
And he was showing like, yes,
yeah, so, are they black?
So he was just pretty. I mean, it was just like somehow claiming that like the AR-15 shoots some sort of unique bullet that fragments and breaks apart, and had some ballistic gel tests that weren't all that impressive. They were getting like 6 inches of penetration, and I was just like going, "Oh my God, you have no idea."
Well, you know,
idea.
After the first 3 inches, it doesn't matter anyway, right?
Yeah, evidently. Tell that to those poor dead FBI agents in Miami in the 90s.
We're totally not getting it.
No,
yeah. He's ignoring. Inch and a half, it's all you need.
Oh, dear.
The FBI agents who died because their backup were tag-teaming a waitress. I mean,
yeah,
those FBI
those
agents.
Guys, yeah.
Oh, was that involved as well? I actually hadn't heard that part.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gee, there's a shock. They tried to keep that out.
I'm not shocked. I just hadn't heard. I'm shocked that I hadn't heard it.
Yes, they were.
Were they actually tag teaming? Did they actually have one guy over the turnbuckle, or
in a manner of speaking.
I just wanted to say turnbuckle. It sounds dirtier than it is.
Anyway, if you want to call in, if you're a dangerous insurrectionist like we are, please call in. Our number is 214-530-0036. We want to hear from you. You know, yes. We didn't really, while we're waiting for callers, because we're going to have callers.
That's right.
That's a hint.
Because I asked nicely. We didn't, like, really do the, hey, how was your week thing. How was your week?
Mine was good.
Yeah? Did you do anything interesting?
No, not really. Bred some mice, killed some mice.
Hey, okay.
The circle of life in a lab.
I got a new belt buckle.
So you ate the mice?
What? Oh.
No, I didn't eat the mice.
Circle of life. What'd
you get for, I want to hear about Brita's belt buckle. This
I got
good.
A new belt buckle for my new gun belt that I have to blog. And I've never had a belt before that I needed to change out the buckle. You know, women's belt, you buy a belt and it's like a decorative belt. It doesn't actually like do much, you know. And it's not like you can change out the buckle. But suddenly I have this gun belt from Dragon Leatherworks from Dennis, who is fantastic. And, I mean, the belt, first of all, is amazing. But, you know, I bought a fancy Celtic knotwork belt buckle to go with the holster that he made me. And and I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, now how do I – because, I mean, it looks like the belt is all one piece. But Dennis – In his wisdom, made it like a snap thing. Easy. I don't even need tools to switch it out, but it looks really good. So I'm going to be blogging that. I'm, you know, thinking about blogging again.
Ooh. No way.
I know.
Blogging is dead. Didn't you hear?
It is dead, but, you know, it's my blog, and I can resurrect it if I like. I don't put much weight into my blog. It's just, you know, I want to maybe write things longer than I can put on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the, if I had one, well, I was going to say if I had one complaint about Facebook, but who am I kidding? I've got lots of complaints about Facebook. But one of the big complaints I have is that it chops up your, what you know, if you try to write something long, it like chops it off and says, you know, has a little click more, which, you know, nobody ever does.
Well, you know, you have to make sure that the intro of your little click more is interesting enough so people will want to click more. Right. So, yeah. You know, have a good first sentence there.
We have a caller.
Excellent.
Yay.
Is it an insurrectionist?
It may be. It's area code 919. Hello. Hello, 919.
Greetings, caller.
Hello, 919.
919 is North Carolina.
Hello, 919.
Nope.
Ooh, they hung up.
Nope.
Oh.
Josh Horowitz and the Oompa Loompas got to him.
How do you know that Josh Horowitz is little? Is he an actual little person?
Well, no, he's not. He is, no, but he's probably like 5'3", 5'4". Because there's pictures of him because there has to be pictures of him because they have like 15 people max show up at their protests. So he's going to show up and like there'll be like five or six women there and they will not look like particularly Amazonian women and they will all be, you know, head and shoulders above him.
Oh, we have a caller again. It's the same one calling back. Hello, 919.
Hey.
There you are.
Ah, good. I had no warning. This is Sean, NC Gunblock. How are you guys?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, okay. Let me turn down the sound on this headphone because I couldn't hear the... Usually you can hear the score report over the phone before you, you know...
Oh, you didn't hear anything?
No, I don't know why. Okay. So since I didn't hear it, I hung up and recalled back. Yeah, the picture is my favorite picture of Josh Horowitz is him and Ladd Everett and what's the lady from the Peghead leader, Abby Spangler?
Yeah, I just posted it in the chat, actually. That's exactly what I dug up.
oh, God, that is a perfect picture, because you just look at him, and all you can think is, yeah, Mistress Peg and the Pony Boys. You know, you just want to dress them up like Pony Boys and have her crack a whip at them.
Wow. Is she freakishly tall or like normal?
No, they're not. She's not very tall is what I heard. And if you look in that picture, she's wearing flats.
Oh.
I mean, she's like not much more than a Rita tall.
Oh.
Oh, I actually posted it off of your blog, Sean. I didn't even look at the URL. I just went to Google Images.
Yeah. You did. See, that was the picture name. That's the name I gave it, was Mr. Spag and the Pony Boys. Because, oh, my God, you can just picture it. If you just look at it for a second, you're like, oh, my.
I mean, you got to imagine that Lad's got to be at least 5'10". So.
Lad? Lad's tiny.
Okay, well then they're just weensy weensy guys.
Look how tall he is compared to the Unabalooba, and we know he's tiny. I mean, they're all short.
Everybody drink.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Willow, you idiot!
Okay, then. Oh, Brita, he's Caleb sized.
Out of the way! Well, heck!
Did I miss something?
in chat.
Oh. I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah.
I saw the picture. Yeah, he's...
Caleb-sized.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
The problem is none of the three Let's of move them on. Would think to throw... None of the three of them would think to throw coffee at their assailants.
Yeah. Just,
Everybody, that's why when you go into a men's room, there's always that eensy weensy urinal.
I've always wondered about that.
We call this the Josh Horowitz special.
I fucking hate that when you draw the short straw and there's a little bit of a line and you have to go in the junior urinal.
We don't have that in the girls' room.
So you'll have a row of urinals, all of them, you know, at a reasonable height, and then there'll be one that'll be like 5 inches lower.
For little people.
Yes.
I always thought that was there so that I didn't get so that I didn't get wet.
You're not supposed to drink the water.
No, you get a little bit more backsplash off of those ones. I don't like them.
Not so much the backsplash I was worrying about. It was sticking something into the water.
Oh,
boy,
Sean!
Boy, that water's deep.
I like the ones in the truck stops that go all the way to the floor, and then they put a little spinny thing down there at the bottom that you can play with. Never
what?
Mind. Yeah, have you ever seen those?
What are you guys doing in the restroom? You know, you make fun of girls going to the bathroom in pairs, but you all have like toys in your urinal.
I don't know if I've seen the spinny thing. Seen the one that. I've seen the ones that have the flies painted on.
Yeah, the flies.
It's like sure are... lip gloss. You guys have like Tinker Toys in your urinal. What the hell? Jeez.
It's like a water table at kindergarten.
Yeah.
This is very educational.
I still miss the troughs. I just love the efficiency of it.
Oh, horrible story. When I was in the Navy, we went to foreign countries because that's what the Navy does. And we ended up in a couple of places where the facilities are a little different. I'm pretty sure that this was in the Ukraine. It's a wonderful place to go if you ever get a chance to go to the Ukraine. They were really nice. But their public facilities were a little bit strange. First off, there was a woman taking care of the place.
Oh.
And that meant, like, you walked in and gave her money, and she was standing there cleaning while you were doing your business.
Ooh.
And there was the metal trough on one side, and the other side was the hole with a series of foot pads next to them.
Foot pads.
And let me tell you, guys from America haven't the slightest idea how to use the squat toilet. Well, we had one guy come back. He got thrown out because he didn't know any better, so he went over to the trough. And
Oh.
Oops.
Maybe just didn't pay that woman enough.
Don't squat over the trough.
Yeah.
Why is my back wet?
No, they didn't have water running through it like that. I mean, it was one of the things you'd run periodically. They were far enough advanced that they could figure out an actual flush mechanism. They just hadn't figured out the porcelain part yet.
I love it when we have unexpected topics.
I know. You know, I've often heard the saying that any conversation that you have will invariably either lead to one of two topics, sex or poop. We've reached the poop stage.
Well, it's just not sex.
Well, I'm just saying there's a reason why that woman's there and why she's accepting money.
Oh.
There you go. Hit both at the same time. She's all the, right.
There we go. Perfect score.
The toilet matron.
Yes. Does she hand you, like, hand towels or offer other sort of services in Ukraine?
Borscht.
In
Soviet Russia, toilet flushes you.
I always thought that was weird. You know, you go into some restrooms at some, and it's mostly at like high end places or places that are trying to pretend they're high end. And there's like some old dude in there hanging out next to like a tray of breath mints or something. And you're,
well, yeah, I've never got that either.
You know, it's
hey,
like,
give me some money and I'll hand you a towel. Fuck off, and I'll take it myself. I'm a grown ass man.
What they try to be high end, and they, instead of giving you a towel dispenser, they give you the like towels in like a tray, and you go to grab one, and you get the next six towels wet because your hands are wet. So yeah. You know, if that's the only way to distribute towels, then yeah, have somebody handing me a towel, somebody with clean hands.
Hmm.
I feel bad when I've destroyed like six or eight towels that I haven't planned on using.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, they paid for it. Yeah. That was their bad decision. They get to lie on that bed.
Yep.
So, Sean, are you dangerous? Are you an insurrectionist?
You know, I would have thought so, because I'm spending all this time. I've got a list of 105 companies right now that have pledged not to increase the state monopoly of force. So you would think right there, I'm trying to convince people that maybe the state shouldn't have a monopoly of force. I mean, like, I'm class A, number one, the guy that Josh Horowitz should be the most pissed off at. And I don't get nothing.
Well, to be fair, Jade Gold did discover your secret identity. By the way, Alan, you can edit this out, but the man on the line, his name is Sean Sarantino.
Oh,
I know his secret identity.
You mean like it says on his blog?
Yes.
Wait,
killer investigative
it's
work
not
there,
Sean
Chief.
Sorrentino. It's Sean D. Sorrentino.
Oh,
okay, the D is important because there is another Sean Sorrentino. As amazingly bizarre as that sounds, there is another person on this planet whose parents gave him an Irish first name and an Italian last name.
Wow.
And this guy lives. South of Breida somewhere, and if you Google, if I could remember this middle initial, I think it was like P or something like that. But this,
I'm sure it's Patrick. If it's P, it's Patrick. Sean Patrick. Classic.
He ended up getting arrested for like an outstanding warrant violation. So, I, like I said, when I did the video, it's a good thing that he used my middle initial to found some idiot in Ohio who likes to wear hoodies.
Well, I gotta say, it can't be that uncommon for someone with an Irish first name and an Italian last name, because the Catholics they tend to mix together, especially in this part of the country.
Not as much as you would think. And my mom's actually from Scotland. It was kind of a weird that it ended up that way. But you know, that was New York in the period when both of them were coming in. The Italians and the Irish fought each other. They didn't like each other. Well,
yeah. You know, my father always called the Irish and the Italians, like when an Irish person would marry an Italian person, he'd always say, oh, it's a mixed marriage.
Yeah. That's scary.
I think it's because, did your dad say that? That's funny.
Yes.
I think it's because the personalities are so different. Like the emotional kind of, I'm treading on.
Yeah, neither group gets angry easily.
And they'll only take a drink under extreme social pressure.
Or hold a grudge.
I always tell people it's a real trial being half Scottish, half Italian, because Scottish, you know, Italian people, they get angry really, really, really fast. And being Scottish, I never let it go. So
ever. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
The Scots are good at holding a grudge. Whenever I go to the Highland Games, it's always the, oh, what clan are you? Okay, we're not feuding. we're that close to the feudal period of Scotland.
Hey, Sean, since you're here, I wanted to one of the things we wanted to talk about last week and never got around to it really was the whole people, you know, the boycott of New York.
Right.
And you mentioned you have, what is it, 107 now?
105. And number 104 was Wilson Combat, and I already got a response from the vice president. It's a big fucking deal.
Oh, Wilson, huh? I just bought a bunch of Wilson Combat magazines for my 45.
Yeah, did you get seven round in case you go to New York?
No.
Can't sell them 8-rounders. He has to only sell 7-rounders up there, I guess.
Yeah. So are there any, you know, there's been a lot of second, third, fourth, and fifth tier manufacturers that are jumping on this. Have any actual mainstream gun manufacturers made any noises about joining the boycott, or are they just kind of?
No. We're not seeing any big corporations on there, with perhaps one exception. Of course, I don't know enough about them to know if it's a big corporation or not. But it's the guys that make Duracoat, Lauer, but. Lauer already has it in for Bloomy.
Oh.
I mean, Lauer doesn't like Bloomy, and he's funny about it with his whole Bloomberg collection of colors.
That's right.
Yeah, they have that Duracoat gun that's all obnoxiously colored, and it's got a little caricature of Bloomberg on the front of it.
Yeah, they've got one that's you can get a brick pattern if you want, so it looks like a building in New York. It's not dirty enough, as far as I can tell.
No, you shot a bunch of bystanders.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I'm seeing. For the most part, firearms manufacturers are small. Even the really big companies, by American corporation standards, are not very big companies. You know, if you compare Smith & Wesson, however big it is, to the market caps of some of these, you know, what you would think of as mainstream corporations, they're actually pretty small companies. Well, if the big companies are small, then the small companies are positively microscopic.
Jay.
And
that was not me.
Sorry, go ahead.
So what you're seeing is, and it's something that's kind of being shown to me because it wouldn't have occurred to me in the first place, is that a lot of these places, they've got a one- or two-man shop. They're building ARs. The technology required for you to build a custom AR is actually not all that much. You can get everything you need to do custom work on Craigslist.
You can print them out now.
Well, I guess you can. But, you know, we're talking the tooling you need is a lathe. If you want to turn your own barrels and chamber things, you got to have a lathe. If you don't want to, you don't have to have a milling machine, but it's helpful to have one. And a lot of it's parts assembly, but a lot of it is, you know, this preparation work that goes into it. Turning your own barrels, like I said, that's pain, but all you need to do it is a lathe. So you can, because they're so modular, everybody can sit down and build their own however they want, and, you know, hey, this is America. We got 315 million people. They've probably got 200 different ways to build one, so why not make it my way and try to sell to somebody? And that's what we see a lot of. These guys are making a few. They're making money, and in a lot of cases, it's all they make. Well, if the AR-15 is banned, basically, in New York, well, they've just banned every product that this guy makes.
Right.
Now, the guy that I hang out with, the guy that made my rifle, Temper Custom, he's a, now at this point it's three people, but it was just Bob. And, you know, he hand turns his barrel. He makes really nice ones that he sells to people in the military, the sort of people in the military who can have their own personal weapon, you know, who can go out on the economy and purchase a firearm to take with them into combat. We're not talking like 82nd Airborne Paratroopers. They never would have let me do that. And the guy works out of his garage. So the fact that they're really small doesn't mean that they're not actual players in the game. They're making things that are good enough to be used at any level. So the, you know, it's not a case of, oh, whoop-de-doo, they couldn't possibly sell to New York. No, if a New York officer wanted a quality rifle, he could order it, you know, from whoever he wants. And a lot of cases, who do we buy from? We buy from the people that we know, the people that we trust, the people who make things that we can appreciate. And when they say, well, screw you guys, buy. Well, now they're having to buy something from one of the major manufacturers instead of a really high quality, high end, specific to them rifle.
You know, my question is, are companies like this also limiting sales to other states other than New York?
Should be.
They should be. There's lots of states with really reprehensible gun laws.
Right.
Yeah, Jay. What was the big change here? Just all of a sudden it's because it's Obama in New York that, oh, now we need to do something?
I think really what's gone on and what's triggered it for so many people is that New York went from stupid to completely ridiculous, and they did it in the space of about 20 minutes.
Sure, and I totally agree with that.
Undercover.
And they did it in the cover of darkness, like Jay said, and it's like they passed this bill, and oops, all this, you know, the law enforcement thing, you know, they didn't exclude the law enforcement from the bill, but they passed it anyway because we have to apparently pass it to find out what's in it, right?
Right. Have you ever taken a bottle of water, a bottle of, you know, distilled water, and put it outside and left it overnight when it could freeze, but come out the next morning and it's still liquid? You tap the bottle and all of a sudden the bottle crystallizes?
Yes.
I think that's what's going on.
Okay.
The water was already cold. People were pissed off and they needed that triggering event for them to say, oh, hell no, we're done. And New York provided that. And what I'm telling it people is I had to call it something. So I called it the New York boycott. I wish I had thought of the police loophole. That's better. But I had to call it something. And what I'm saying is not so much don't sell to New York as it is don't sell anything to a government employee that the people that live under that government can't purchase. So it's not limited to New York at all.
Okay. I mean, because, you know,
if you take a look at what people are saying, and mostly that's what there's one of two variations. There's, well, we can't figure out the laws, and we don't know what the exceptions are, so screw you guys, we're not going to play. And that was the first one that came out that everybody knew about. I'm trying to think of the name of it off the top of my head. And then there's the ones that are all saying, well, if you can't buy it as a citizen, we're not going to recognize the police exemptions. Which, in fact, the New York law doesn't appear to even have an exemption.
Yeah, they're debating that. I mean, to be fair, I mean it's one of those. It's a weird, like, they're kind of shoehorning in instead of trying to change the law. They're mixing an interpretation. They're saying that because New York previously had, you know, assault weapons ban, limited magazines, and things like that, and in that law there was a police exemption written in, and they're trying to say that. What they're saying is that that law preempts the other law, so the police exemption carries on, even though it's not specifically mentioned in the SAFE Act.
Well, also, it's really the cops who's going to arrest them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Jay and I know for a fact is, you know, in Massachusetts specifically says that here are the criteria for getting an LTC in Massachusetts, and these cannot be adulterated or messed with. And there are plenty of places that say, yeah, we'll give it to you, but you need to have a shooting test. Oh, you need to belong to a gun club. You need to this. You need to that.
Letter from a doctor.
Yep.
Yeah, the loophole that they're using is we're the police who's going to arrest us loophole.
I don't like that loophole.
Yeah, neither do I. That's the screw you guys. We don't have to follow the law because we don't have to.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't apply to us. That's BS. And I really think, you know, Brita has a point that, well, where the hell was everybody when this was just California? Why is New York better? But I think really what happened is it crystallized because of the way it happened, and people were riled up anyway. We got that triggering event, and now we're seeing that, as Glenn Reynolds liked to say, the preference cascade happening. And, you know, that's just the way, that's just human nature. That's the way things work.
Yep. I don't know. That could be it. Hey, thanks. John, thanks.
Here's what really...
Wait, thanks.
Here's what really
catches
my butt.
Let me cut you off there. I'm sorry. We got people stacked up to call in. So,
all right.
Well, thanks a lot for calling, Sean.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see if we can get this other caller on. Area code 360. Hello.
Oh, that would probably be me.
It would
yes.
be you.
Is it MDEV?
No, it's...
Yes, this is Bradley.
It's Bradley. Yeah.
Oh, Bradley! Hey,
the other Washingtonian is not in Washington.
How's the lovely weather there, Bradley?
Oh, it's actually hasn't been that great. Like, today the high was only 82. You know, in a couple
and
days
sunny?
It's too cold to actually swim in the pool. So, yeah.
Better put on a sweater.
Bradley, it snowed here today. Are you sure you're not coming to Houston?
He's mad at me. I don't know. I put in for a couple jobs down there, so I might be there, but I'm not planning on being there.
Mm-hmm.
So have the snowball ready to bring with you.
No, I was just going to pinch you really hard.
It's an assault pinch.
Bradley keeps on teasing me about his beautiful weather while we're shivering here in the snow. I've reached the stage of February where I cannot get warm.
Yeah.
It's like your body at a certain point is like, okay, I give up. We're just going to be cold. Fuck it. You know? And I've reached that stage where I keep on turning the heat up. I'm piling blankets on. I can't get warm now.
You need
and
to pile cats
Bradley
on.
Keeps on... It keeps on teasing me, and so...
Well, Brita, if we're in Houston and Bradley can't make it, you can pinch me.
Okay. I'll pinch you twice.
Well, what makes you feel any better? I don't have heat in my house at all. There's no way to actually heat the house. There's no
except for opening the fucking windows.
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks.
You don't need a heater in Hawaii.
you can make it up to him by pretending gas up the car, only paying $3.60 a gallon.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, ooh, that's, no heat. That's right, Brita. You can
eat a gallon for horrible gas today.
Woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had another place I could spend $80 twice a week.
It evens out, I guess.
Yeah. Snow
anyway,
not looking
Brad,
so bad,
thanks
huh?
Thanks for calling in. And what did you really call in to talk about?
I actually called in because nobody had talked about this, was the BS laws that they're trying to pass in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they put a law out, and apparently this is the second time. I missed it a couple years ago, I guess. They want to have an assault rifle ban where you can't buy anything more and you have to have safe storage. But they're not going to tell you what safe storage is or even what agency is going to set the standard for safe storage. And we're going to have warrantless searches because we're going to magically know where all the rifles are somehow.
Yeah.
I especially like the safe storage laws since, you know, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's unconstitutional.
I think all of those safe storage things are stupid, illegal, and ignorant. I think you're an idiot if they're not properly stored, but, you know.
Well, I mean, it goes for anything. I mean, if you do something stupid or something negligent happens, you know, and all of that, you know, you're responsible for your gun. If somebody gets shot with your gun, that's on you, unless it's, you know, some extraneous circumstances.
I disagree completely.
I was just going to say, so if I come to your house and steal your car and run somebody over with it, you're liable?
Well, that's what I mean, but for the circumstances, if you stole my car. Yeah. No, that would be a separate circumstance. That's not, you know, that's not safe storage, but it's one of those. But if you come over to my house and we're sitting around having coffee and your kids are playing around in the living room, and they happen to find a loaded 1911 sitting on the coffee table and go, "Hey, what's this?" Bang. That's pretty much on me. And I'm willing to accept that, because I'm not going to do that, because that's fucking dumb. It's the same idea as if I happen to have high C juice boxes that just because I'm cheap, I decided to refill them with Windex. That's also negligent.
Windex is more expensive than Juicy Juice, but that's neither here nor there. My fear is they're going to do like they're doing in Canada. You know, they're using safe storage to punish people that had their weapons stolen, that were properly stored. And Nicole's going, "Well, they got stolen, therefore it wasn't proper storage." It's like, dude, they ripped out half my garage and took the safe. You know?
Yep.
They ruined the foundation. How much more safe can I be?
They had an angle grinder.
We actually had a case very much like that happen right here in Massachusetts. Happened in Lowell, which is only a few towns over. Guy had a 600-pound safe in his basement. He was on vacation. Came home, found it gone. They came into his house. They dug around the safe because it was bolted into the concrete and took this 600-pound safe and 100 pounds of concrete around it right out the door, and he lost his permit over it.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a larger safe, obviously.
Apparently. It should have been packed full of Semtec.
It should have been bolted to the fabric of space-time.
I want that safe. That'd be awesome.
A TARDIS safe.
A TARDIS safe. That's exactly what I was thinking.
It would. Oh man. Oh, sorry. I just went off into a geek.
Yeah, that's right. When they try to dig around the foundation to dig it out, it's like turning a bag of holding inside out. Everyone turn. That's right. Everybody turn to your player's manual.
Bag of holding.
Oh, Lord. Well, how big was this bag of holding? Was it a D6 or was it a D12 bag of holding? Because that's important.
Well, roll for initiative.
I think it's D12 for damage, but I'm not sure for when it blows up when you turn it inside out.
Oh my god!
I was trying to think of the earliest use of bag of holding that I can think of was Heinlein in Glory Road.
You mean, are you talking about like bag of holding, like just a general object that is kind of bottomless and there's all sorts of shit in it?
Yes.
Groucho Marx.
It's the whole bigger. It's the bigger on the inside.
You're thinking Groucho about Harpo, Marx. But yes.
No. I think it's Groucho. He had the pockets. He had pockets where he kept on pulling. Okay, I gotta look it up now.
Wouldn't the classic clown car be a bag of holding?
Definitely be a pocket dimension.
I gotta look it up now. Damn it.
Oh, we are going off the rails on this one.
All right.
Hey, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you, Bradley.
Thanks for calling, Bradley.
Go enjoy your warm weather.
Oh, Lordy. All right, we got another caller while Brita's looking it up.
Okay, I have to now.
And we got MDev on the line. Hello, MDev.
Hey. MDev just came back from California.
I swear you guys only switched to me when my hands are all busy. I was eating a fudge bar while driving, and you switched to me.
Okay.
That's what you get for going to California.
Anyway.
That's right.
I know. I spent 5 days in California, and I come back as a fucking hippie.
Oh, no.
But no, you know, I gotta say something about California, because like where I was just south of San Jose, okay? And I'm driving by these gorgeous open hillsides, just like wide open rolling hills, right? And I go, holy shit, you could build an amazing sporting clays course here. And then I realize I'm in California, and I'm like, oh, never mind.
You'd never get a land use permit for
that. Yes. Okay, it's Harpo Marx.
I know, but I'm just like, man, you know the range I could build, you know, hilltop to hilltop? We could have boomer shoot in San Jose.
Yeah, there's a reason houses are so expensive out there.
Because it's so beautiful. Yeah.
No,
yes?
It's because they won't developers build any more houses.
Oh.
Well, I did get a real kick of Sunday. We had very little to do, so we decided since my wife decided it was a good idea to upgrade the Mustang convertible as our rental car, we took like a 200-mile cruise up the California coast, and it was really nice. And you know, so we're driving through all these fancy beach towns and this and that, and I just love because we got into like Monterey. And all the real estate signs, like, because everything is for sale, were Sotheby's real estate. And I'm like, I think that means that they don't even list the price. If you have to ask, it's too expensive.
It's not me.
That's me. Sorry. I was... Sorry, MDev.
Oh, you're fine.
I started playing the Ventura Highway song over you.
Yes, definitely. I couldn't hear the beginning of the show when I was sitting online. That's why I hung up and called back later.
Yeah, there was a MPEG problem.
Yeah, that's cool. I forgive you, Alan. You know, I get what I pay for around here.
Yeah. So houses are so expensive, Sotheby's sells them, huh?
Well, it's true. And I got a couple pictures of it that I'll throw up on my blog, but I just thought it was so great.
You know, it's funny because I was out there in, the early part of the 2000s, I guess before the housing bust, but I don't think prices have changed that much. And, you know, in Texas, you know, there's a lot of, you know, 50s single-story ranch houses that, you know, they're all over the place. And they go for, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you know. Pretty cheap. The exact same house transplanted to San Jose is all of a sudden an $800,000 house. You know, and it has in Texas, it has no landscaping and it's usually a rental house. In San Jose, in San Jose, it has landscaping and a Mercedes parked in front of it. You know, it's just
absolutely.
It's crazy.
I thought it was really interesting because I figured out that. At least along that California coast, as we were coming up Highway 1 there, I actually, for the first time in my life, saw more Maseratis than full-size pickups.
Wow.
It was I won't say that there was a Maserati every corner. You know, that's not the point. It was really that there was just such a low number of pickups. But that was explained by the $4.59 gas, too.
No. Yeah, because Maseratis are known for their, you know, high mileage.
Well, no, but if you're buying the Maserati, I don't think gas rates matter a whole lot.
I don't know.
Plus, to be honest, pickup trucks are owned by those people.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn straight, right, Alan?
That's right, damn it. And plus, if you priced a pickup truck, I bet you can get a Maserati for less than a pickup truck these days.
In Ohio, you get a free plow.
That's right, a free plow.
Free plow with your pickup truck.
That's right. Woo-hoo.
But I just, before I let you guys go, I really, and I'm hoping somebody didn't already steal my idea on this. You know, it is income tax day, and buy a gun day is, you know, is obviously coming up. not that I'll see any money back, but when I do go buy my next shotgun, about the only thing I can see in stock are those tactical Stoker Coach guns, the side by sides with rails on them and
Ooh,
stuff.
I love those.
A couple of my sporting goods stores have those in stock. And I'm just going to make good, high-quality DVD copies of all this great firearms training from Joe Biden. And that's going to be my legal defense when I blow up my front door, you know, because the UPS guy knocked too loud.
There you go. Joe Biden told me to.
I'm just saying, the government works very hard to get me to listen to them. I'm going to start listening to them. They want to tell me how to live my life. Okay, fine. Joe Biden told me how to defend my home and my castle.
Well, he would know, right?
Just shoot through the door. His Secret Service detail carries nothing but Stoker Coach guns. True story.
Well, I've also learned that apparently that 12 gauge break action gun will have less recoil than my AR, so it's better for my life too. You know?
There you go.
Because the AR is too difficult, you know.
I got to jump in on this. My wife and I had a great laugh. We ended up picking up Skyfall just came out on Blu-ray. Ended up picking it up, and I noticed that in the final showdown of the movie, James Bond starts off the battle armed with an old double rifle. As soon as he gets a chance, as soon as he blows away a mercenary carrying an H&K 416, he dumps that double rifle and picks up the 416. And I went, "Oh my God, James Bond's such a fucking idiot, dropping a double gun for an AR style rifle? Bullshit."
Well, you know, there's another point here too that you know, let's talk about the famous war on women here. Ask any of these, you know, ask any returning servicemen, and they explain to you about, you know, the highly trained, you know, individuals coming at them with AKs, but you know, American women can't operate one.
They can't at all. Those guys are really wishing that the military budget was high enough that they could be issued pens.
Yeah, give them all double barrels. Thanks, MDev.
Yeah,
we got to wrap it up.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye. We almost got to all our topics.
Kind of.
We didn't talk about the Pope. Oh wait, that wasn't a topic.
Yeah.
We should talk about the retraction on the kill the old man in his kitchen targets.
Oh yeah, the no hesitation thing.
Yeah.
Well, they publicly
do they name them something else now? Is that
they,
the deal? They're still selling them, but under a different name.
It's like Playboys. They're behind the counter. You got to ask for them special.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You mean people buy those targets for the articles?
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know. You know, they said we're not. They basically took them off the web page.
Here's my question. Am I allowed to have targets that look like a cop? You know, because let's just imagine that, you know, my next door neighbor is an ex-con. You know, let's imagine. He has been in prison for dealing cocaine and is known to have unsavory friends. Let's imagine that the police get the wrong house.
Which they never
happens.
No, never happens. They never make a mistake. I mean, I'm just saying, just, you know, let's pretend. They get the wrong house. They kick in my door. I'm sitting here with my gun, and they kick in my door and they have their guns. And am I allowed to have targets that will train me to not hesitate when someone who looks like the police busts in my door when I've done nothing wrong?
Clearly, you need a no hesitation target for that purpose.
Clearly, I do.
Or
it's only there, right?
To go even less sinister on it is there's a ton of different gangs that are doing home invasions where they go and they buy black SWAT looking gear and they kick down the door and yell police, police, so they can get people
to
hesitate so they can tie them up and rape them.
Right, exactly. How am I supposed to know? I mean, you know, I've done nothing wrong.
Just fire through the door with your double-barreled shotgun.
There you go.
Okay, done. There we go.
Problem solved.
Thanks,
that's,
Jay.
That's right, Brita. You need to get yourself an old hammer gun because, let me tell you, that Ursa and that LCP of yours is far too difficult for a lady like you to use.
Yeah, those semi-automatics, they're tricky.
Yep.
Because, yeah.
Too hard for a little lady to figure out. Just ask Joe Biden.
Right. You Chiquitas are dumb shits, and you definitely need something that's far more simple.
I can work a semi-automatic. I cannot work a sewing machine. What does that tell you? Anyway,
those are fully automatic.
Everybody,
yeah.
They are fully automatic.
Hey, it keeps making stitches as long as you hold down the pedal.
Those should be illegal. An assault sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about
Singer
it.
Made 1911s.
Ooh, that's right. They did.
That's true.
Don't try to operate it, Brita. Just don't even try. Just don't even think about
it. She can't even practice
you,
line,
you may so. Think you can handle it, but let me tell you, you're a lady and you're too dumb. Says Joe Biden, the ultimate feminist. What you need is a ballpoint pen. That's much safer.
And a full bladder.
And a whistle.
Yeah.
That's right, and a good brown trout on deck.
And on that note...
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week. Tip your waitresses.
Try the veal.
Leave the tray tables in the upright position.
Yep. Good night.
Good night.